This is the A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza.
Free speech.
Radio New York International. The 11L Network. And John Lightning. Heard across the U.S. of A.
Now, for those of you smart enough to be tuned in early, as you were advised, as you were warned, as you were told, as you were instructed.
The Master Bob Grant. 77 WABC.
Is coming your way momentarily. These are, this is one of five collections of Bob Grant air checks I made back in 1993 in response to listeners of the Extravaganza at the time when we were doing the Extravaganza of various sundry stations, probably those all owned by Alan H. Weiner. And people were asking, so what is it with this guy, huh? Why has he influenced you? Why do you like him so much? Even though ideologically he's far afield, his opinions are for the most part far flung from yours, although in many ways his opinions mirror mine to an extent that I shouldn't even admit to. But fuck it, I'm John P. Lightning, I'm an honest guy, yeah. It's quite possible to be as liberal as I and to hold views that most people would adduce to be wholly antithetical to my own. But that's not always the case. Here's a half hour of classic Bob Grant. You want to know why he was the king, why he was the best? Listen up, pal.
Mike, you're on WABC. Hello.
Hi, Bob. How you doing? Concerning Ice-T's so-called debate or discussion with Calvin Butts, he mentioned two terms that I found revolting. He mentioned house nigger and field nigger, and I think he referred to himself as a field nigger. Just a couple of comments with that. If you or I ever used those terms, I'd hate to think what would happen to us. We'd probably get hung in the street. Secondly, by him making those comments, I'm actually not surprised that he has such low self-esteem for himself, and lastly, that he has a total lack of respect for his own race. And I don't know if you have any comments on that.
On WABC, I notice there's been an epidemic of people like this last young gentleman who was on the line, who call and make their statements, and then they inevitably say, I was wondering if you had any comments on that. And what that means is they want my approval for what they said. They're so unsure of their own opinions, they want me to grade them. Why don't you send in papers and I'll grade your papers. That's it. Nobody wants to think for himself or herself. I know there's one guy, he's on ahead of me on the station. He says, don't worry, I'll do your thinking for you. Maybe that's the approach I should take. I've always wanted people to think for themselves. I mean, even if they come to the wrong conclusion. I'll think for you. You can take it easy. I'll think for you. No, I can't carry it off. Just not in me. I'm WABC, Bob Grant, and let's say hello to Seanette. Hello, Seanette.
Hello?
Yes, Seanette.
Hi, I'm sorry about had to post a question.
Yeah, what would you like to say, Seanette?
Okay. Did you know that President Clinton wiped his tears and moved overnight from Grievingstown to International Theater Cutter and the Defender of the Free World?
Would you do me a favor, dear? Would you, the next time you call, if we should be so unfortunate that there is a next time, would you please have a translator with you? You think you could do that, Seanette?
I'm speaking. Speaking English. Don't you understand?
No, I think your interpretation of English is so poor, you better have a translator.
I have it with me.
Do you have a translator right there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, put the translator on, and the translator can tell me what you said, allegedly said.
I told you what I actually said.
Have you been dancing on the grape?
No.
A little imbibing, perhaps, a little...
No, would you let me finish, please?
I beg your pardon?
Would you let me finish, please?
Well, you were finished the moment you started talking.
Well, I'll go along with international deal culture, plus the Clinton's good at that, but the defender of a free will doesn't sound like a young Clinton of a Vietnam period.
This is a va-va-voom call. You realize you are a va-va-voom call.
Well, as you know, I'm a reader of Vietnam history.
Why did you stop talking? What happened?
Nothing.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Cut it out.
I hate that song. Anyway, go ahead, conclude. This is very interesting. You're making a lot of...
You couldn't hear me. You see, I said, ease up, please, or you are liable to choke on your own wearable path. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
On WABC, I don't know. Another va-va-va-voom call. Leroy from Harlem, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Grant. Am I on the line?
I'm listening.
Mr. Grant, you know, in the spirit of Black Awareness Week, I just wish that people like you and the Black Congressional Caucus, or should I call them the Black Congressional Caucasians, would just please leave Mr. Farrakhan alone to do what he is trying to do.
What is he trying to do?
You know what he's trying to do, Mr. Grant. He's trying to instill some pride into the Black community. And people like you and the Black Caucasians and the media, they do not want to leave the man alone. They keep lynching him like they used to do. That's right, Mr. Grant.
He's being lynched?
That's right, the way they used to do it back way back then.
Well, you mean he's hanging up from a tree somewhere?
Yeah, no, they do it a little different nowadays, Mr. Grant.
How do they do it now?
You know the way they're doing it to Mr. Farrakhan. And my own question to you, Mr. Grant, with the Black Pride Month.
Yes.
The other day in my workshop, a child asked me, why is it that they just lose their heritage at such a young age, Mr. Grant? Why is it that when a Black man, he gonna eat himself a piece of chicken, right away he the butt of some joke? When an Italian, he gonna suck up some pischetti? That's pride. That's heritage.
Hey, you know, you remind me a little bit of the late Eddie Anderson, who used the name Rochester on the Jack Benny show.
What that means? I don't...
Well, that means that you sound a lot like him. Maybe that inspired you to do this shtick lock.
But that don't answer my question, Mr. Yeah. Grant. You're doing it again. You did it last week. You did it the time before. And you're doing it again now.
What am I...
You see that?
What am I
That's
doing?
That's right. You trying to say that last time you told me I'm auditioning and that other hair is stick hair stuff. And you're doing it again right now. Listen.
Well, you know why, Leroy? You sound like a caricature. You sound like you're... Actually, you sound like a white guy.
That's his statement.
You sound like a white guy trying to make fun of blacks.
That's not true, though.
Well,
I'm up here on 125th Street, like I told you last time.
Yeah.
Everybody know that.
Well,
everybody know that.
Everybody knows that.
That's right.
You're known in the community. You're known in Harlem. Everybody
right.
knows you in Harlem.
Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard.
What do you do for a living?
I run a little workshop and teach pride with the Black community.
Run a little workshop?
That's right, on 125th Street in the summertime.
125th and what else?
And Lenox Avenue.
Lenox Avenue, of course. I figured you'd pick that. Yeah. Now, you said in the summertime. What are you doing now in the wintertime? Just licking food stamps?
Mr. Grant, I'm unemployed, and I receive some benefits. But that's between myself and my family.
What about the taxpayer paying for all of it, Leroy?
Oh, listen, Mr. Grant, it's obvious that you're a racist. You sometimes seem like a nice guy, but underneath it all, you're a racist.
You found me out, Leroy. You found me out.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's all right when these here Jewish families, they have lots of children. But when a black young black girl from the ghetto have 2-3 children at home alone in her apartment.
How does she have a child alone?
They want to give that little
what
child.
What is she, a hermaphrodite?
Who can live on $80 a month, Mr. Grant?
Hey, Leroy, how does she have a child alone? You mean to say there's no guy involved? What about the stud that made her pregnant? Where is he? Got you on that one, Leroy.
That's right, Mr. Grant.
All right, listen, Leroy, I'll tell you what. Someday I'm going to be doing a public appearance, and you're going to come up to me, probably have blonde, wavy hair, blue eyes.
That's wrong, Mr.
You're going to come up to me, you're going to say, hey, Bob, remember that guy Leroy from Harlem? It was me.
No, Mr. Grant, I can assure you, you're wrong. And I'm real, Mr. Grant, real as a heart attack. And one day I am going to approach you, going to shake your hand, you know who I am.
I tell you what, Leroy, you come down to the studio, you be an in-person guest. How does that grab you?
You got that right.
Okay, we'll be looking for you.
All right, Mr. Grant.
George, you're on WABC. Hello.
Yeah, Bob. Fairly recently, after a particularly brutal series of murders of Jews by Arabs, the present Prime Minister of Israel told the people who were begging him for protection, here's what he said, bite your lips, bury your dead, and carry on. Now, Bob, the classic self-hating Jew blames Jews when others want to destroy them.
You know, I keep hearing about self-hating Jews. I don't believe I've ever met one.
You spoke to one just before 6 o'clock today, Bob, and that's why you loved him. This is your kind of Jew, Bob. Robin is your kind of guy. The self-hating Jew just before 6 is your kind of Jew, and that's why you had the love fest with him.
You're a jerk, George. You know that? You're a dirty, no-good schmuck. And if you were in this room, I'd punch your dumb nose down your stupid throat. Get off my phone. Hi, Steve. You're on WABC. Hello.
Hey, good evening. Get to those, buddy. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, I think it's sick out there. I'm getting sicker, buddy. What do you think, Val? Hey, this is great. Listen, don't talk back. I'm the voice of reason, please. Okay, bye.
Steve, you're in good form.
Bye-bye, Bobby.
Okay, Nino, hello.
How you doing? Just two things. One.
Oh, wait a minute. I said I was going to do the program the way most other talk show hosts do it.
What's that?
And you just gave me a golden opportunity to be as banal and idiotic and repetitious as the others.
Oh, I can't believe
you
that.
Said, how you doing? And I'll go, ha, I'm fine. I'm doing fine. How you doing, Nino? To make this type of broadcasting meaningful, the host, whether it's Bob Grant or whomever, should be honest. You see, it's not a... We're not reading from a script. We got live from Hollywood, it's the Bob Grant Show, and here he is, your host, Bob Grant. And I go, ha, 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 thank you very much, Mike Mamone. Hello, everybody. It's not that kind of radio, don't you understand? Who thought up this format anyway? If he's alive, take him out and shoot him. If he's dead, bring him back to life and shoot him.
And, Bob, I haven't heard the Mario song all week. Do you mind if I indulge?
Go right ahead, Marty.
Mario was in the May. Giuseppe Proviano Sachin. He can run New York State, but all the streets are full of hate. When he comes to town, here is what we say. Mario was in the May. Giuseppe Proviano Sachin. Mario, Mario, Mario.
All right, I think in many respects, Marty, that's the best you've done. Hey, Mario. Actually, we forgot to say, Mario, listen to me. Translation, Mario, listen to me. You're absolutely a scoundrel. Okay? Translated. Mario, azendame. Tu sei proprio uno sfacim. See, proprio uno is absolutely. And sfacim, according to scholars, is a scalawag, scoundrel. Low life. You get it? Okay. On WABC, we're forging ahead right here, right now. And here's Cedric from Irvington. Hello, Cedric.
Hello, Bob. I'm calling in reference to that mosque incident over in New York. If things had escalated more at that mosque, you very well could have seen another Los Angeles incident. And what's in...
In other words, we should be held in awe of their power, and therefore we should surrender because we are afraid. We are going to appease them. the implied threat is there that if you do your job, and let's face it, the police were doing their job.
Yes.
If you do your job, we'll react, we'll rebel, we'll cause trouble. So therefore, don't do your job. That is not really what the United States was about and should be about. But maybe that's where we've. Maybe that's why. What do I mean, maybe? What the hell's wrong with me? Not maybe. This is one of the reasons I say we're slipping and sliding toward third worldism.
When the fervor gets to them, they just let it all hang out.
I appreciate it, Cedric. Thank you.
All right, have a good day, sir.
Cedric said religious fervor. It isn't religious fervor that prompts these savages to act like savages. It's the fact that they're savages. I mean, you know, religious fervor? I will admit, religious fervor has inspired a lot of conflagrations in the history of the human race. But I wouldn't call them religious people. We know what they are, don't we? From Queens. Hello, Frank.
Good afternoon, Bob. Bob, there's a debate raging in academic circles, a rather quiet debate, because no one wants to purposely come out and condemn it. Therefore, they themselves would be condemned as racist. And that is the validity of so-called Afrocentrism as an academic, valid academic discipline. Afrocentrism, which teaches that Africa was the be-all and end-all of civilization, that all we have and all we are stems from Africa. Well, that's all right. I mean, you could believe anything. I have friends that personally believe that civilization stemmed from ancient astronauts. And to understand its validity, I think it's important to understand the individuals that are involved in promulgating this, because Afrocentrism is reaching down into every level of our school system. It's propagandizing in textbooks, and we pride ourselves on being a society who values truth above propaganda. And so, in what I call the wacky world of Afrocentrism, fact becomes fiction, fiction becomes fact, and its central theme is, if something was possible, why, therefore, that must mean that it was probable, that it actually happened. It's become a haven for every kook, wacko, crackpot, and certifiable AAA Cicola, who instead of being put in a padded cell, are put in our universities and given professorships. You have someone like Leonard Jeffries, who teaches about ice people and sun people, and the level of melanin in one's skin can be traced to the level of a civilization's greatness, that the Greeks stole civilization from Egypt. You have someone like Ivan Van Sertima, a real crackpot, whose book, They Came Before Columbus, tells us that thousands of years before Columbus trod the New World, Africans were trading with the New World, were giving them the benefits of Egyptian civilization. He states this without one scintilla of proof, one iota of fact. He states it because he says, since it is probable that they could have sailed here, that they might have sailed here. In the world of Afrocentrism, Bob, its whole goal, its whole theme, and you could believe whatever you want. If someone wants to believe that, that's fine. But its whole theme is this. By deconstructing the history of our civilization, they then invalidate our civilization. And by saying our society is invalid, they no longer have to live by the rules and laws of this civilization. And by doing this, nefarious and insidious individuals can control a segment of the population. This, Bob Grant, is the outrage of this sham. Thank you.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And I wonder how many people are aware of what Frank of Queens is really saying. It's something that I have been trying to alert you to for a long time now.
Oh. Bob, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Never better.
Bob Grant. 77 WABC.
Hey, they like to have fun. These guys, they never grow up. That's why they're in radio. Okay, Ron, you're on WABC. Hello.
Hello, Bob. This is to about Elizabeth that called earlier about her 14-year-old daughter, and she can't listen to you in the car because you're a bad influence on her daughter.
Yes.
I have a 9-year-old son, and he adores you. All he does, we listen to you constantly, day in, day out. We never change our channel from 77. And can you do me a favor? Can you talk to him for a minute? Because he is such a fan of yours. He's a 9-year-old kid.
Sure, I'll talk to him.
I'd appreciate it, Bob. Hang on, here he is.
All right.
Hi, Bob.
All right, I know your father's name is Ron, but I don't know your name.
It's Jed.
Well, your father says you listen to the program, Judd.
I do.
Well, why do you listen to the program? What do you like about it?
I just like it. There's nothing else to do in the car.
There's nothing else to do in the car. Anything about the program that you... that you particularly like?
Yeah, I'd like to sing the Mario song.
You want to sing it?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
The shame is I don't have a piano.
Huh?
I said the shame is I don't have a piano.
Well, you can do it without the piano. Go ahead.
Mario is in the me. To the Provenal spot team. He can run New York State. But all the streets are full of hate. When he comes to town, here is what we say. Mario Azendame, to the Provenal spot team. Mario, Mario, Mario. Thanks, Bob.
You know, you're all right. You're all right.
Hi, Bob.
You gotta be proud of that boy.
Hey, he's the best.
ABC, what's on your mind?
Hi, Bob. This is Nick Sabian of White, New Jersey.
No kidding. Yep. My gosh.
I raised 6 grown children, Bob, but the question I have to ask you is, how much does New Jersey pay out in welfare, Bob? How much is actually justified?
Well, that's a good question as far as how much is justified, but when you talk about a $4.5 billion welfare tab, which, of course, most of it is in... Essex County, Camden County, Hudson County. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not knocking them with mothers, Bob, but do we have to subsidize them, Bob? You know, well, in Chicago, 19 people lived in this apartment getting $4,400 a month. Kids were eating dog shit.
I cannot believe that he said that. Did we catch it? We did. Shame on Nick. Shame on him.
Bob Grant, radio 77, WABC.
And you're on WABC with Bob Grant. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Bob, I'd like to commend the man, great man, who meted out justice today to that brood of vipers. After all, they're followers of Lucifer's agent in the earth, that diamond smuggler Menachem Schneerson. They're only carrying out Jesus Christ's divine law.
What did you... Hold it. What did you call Menachem Schneerson?
Well, exactly what he is, a diamond-smuggling son of Satan in the earth.
A diamond-smuggling son of
Satan?
Exactly. You know, you're a sick...
You don't like it because you're a devil worshiper, and you support these sons of Satan.
I support these sons of Satan.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you really believe what you're saying, then you belong in the booby hatch. You belong in a padded cell. You belong in a padded cell, you jerk.
You're a psychiatry. If you are out to save the white race, you're a sicko, huh?
Out to save the white race?
Yeah.
We don't need a scumbag like you to save us.
You're not part of us. You're a Jew.
Oh, you found out, huh?
You
found out.
You smell the Zionism.
You can
over the airwaves. You spouted so hot, it's unbelievable.
You really believe all this?
Absolutely.
That's what's so frightening. You do believe it. That's what's frightening.
That's what shows the coming kingdom.
Hey, listen, Ron of Glendale, I tell you what, sometime I want you to show up when I'm making a public appearance. I want you to identify yourself.
I don't step into gods of Satan, houses of iniquity.
I want you to identify yourself so that I can punch your stupid nose down your dumb throat.
I'll step on you, old man.
You'll step on me, huh? Get off my phone. It's sick out there and getting sicker. All right, here's Liam, L-I-A-M. I believe that's the way we spell your name. Liam, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
What's on your mind, sir?
All right, I wanted to comment on this guy, Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that he's all wrong about all, you know, the races and all that, and taking them to Liberia and all that. I mean, because if you think about it, if you really think about it, Bob, the neo-Nazis in this country want everyone dead, if you think about it. Not only the blacks, the Jews, and the Italians, but everyone else. You know what I mean, Milky? Hey, I want your milk. You know what I mean, Milk?
I want to say hello to my boyfriend,
Italian,
Walter.
You Italians are going to die in the name of neo-Nazism and Hitler. You got that, you damn wop. You're
going to
be a slave to Germany.
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if I took this seriously, I'd be going to Creedmoor. I might be going there anyway. Dorothea, hello.
Can I tell you something?
You can tell me anything you want. I mean, you don't have to. Isn't that silly? She calls and she says, can I tell you something?
A friend of mine, his ex-wife has a dog that's named Lucifer, and his daughter calls him Lou. She's getting rid of him, giving it to him, and he's changing his name legally to Louis Farrakhan.
What am I supposed to do, fall out of my chair? What an immature little brat. Dorothea. Anybody with a name like Dorothea's gotta be a little triple-gated there anyway. A little odd. What a strange... What an immature punk. Can I tell you something? What, she thinks she was calling the boy next door? What, is she from an Andy Rooney movie? I mean, Andy Hardy movie? She's ruined my whole day. Dorothea. You gotta monkey around with the name Dorothy. Dorothea. Dorothy's not good enough. It's gotta be a Dorothea. No wonder she's got her brains fried. I don't like broads like that. And thanks to computerized fingerprinting, the Philadelphia Police Department was able to determine that of the more than 33,000 felony arrests last year, a gigantic 95%, that is 31,350, were repeat offenders. I think that says it all. So, Mayor Giuliani, you're on the right track.
Because there is no justice anymore, ladies and gentlemen. There is no justice. Even the few people who are executed in the state of Texas, in the state of Florida, the state of Georgia, the state of Alabama, the state of South Carolina. Do you realize that the people who are executed, even in those states, are executed on an average of 14 to 15 years after the crime? 14 to 15 years after the crime? Hey, Svachim, did you hear that?
Huh. The Svachim. Is he part of the solution? Nope. But he has proven he's part of the problem.
WABC. New York's number one AM radio station. Arbitron rating spring 93. Two more hours to go.
All right. Well, he's sick out there and getting sicker, and one of the reasons that the march towards getting sicker has been escalated is the duo we have in the White House. The first time in history we've had a king and queen. Jill, you're on WABC. Hello.
Hi, Bob. May I call you Dick?
Dick?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Well, I don't understand what the significance of that is.
You will. You're double standard.
I will?
Well, you call me names, so I figure I'd call you one.
I called you names?
You have.
I see. From Tenafly, we say hello to you, Frank.
Hi, Bob. How you doing? I'm a big fan. I wanted to talk about this Keene College and why they continually let these racists speak using state-funded facilities when really they should be letting Howard Stern run for governor and speaking there.
Right on WABC. I'm not upset because I recognized Frank's voice as one of the AAA sickos, and I was waiting. Our engineer decided to cut him off,
But better that they expose themselves for the idiots they are to the rest of the audience, because if we cut them too soon, then the rest of the audience doesn't know the full extent of their illness. James from Elizabeth, hello.
How you doing, Bob? You know, Bob, after yesterday's show, I would like to say, will the real Bob Grant really stand up? You know, I thought you stood for principles and morality, and I also thought you stood for the white race. But apparently, you know, you're all for Mandela, a former terrorist communist. You now sanction black conservatives. Where are your loyalties?
To the truth, pal, to the truth.